Yesterday, we talked to Michael Hollis, who has this really cool musical composition that he's going to be unleashing on the world at O Positive Festival. And I said at that time, but don't worry, tomorrow we'll tell you all about the festival. Well, tomorrow has come. Here we are. O Positive was founded in 2010 in Kingston by a small group of artists, activists, doctors, and even a dentist. It's now a national nonprofit working in cities around the country that builds long-term relationships between creatives and health and wellness providers to help strengthen local communities. Their year-round efforts culminate in one-day and weekend-long celebrations during which underinsured artists and musicians create and perform in exchange for a variety of services donated by doctors, dentists, and complementary care providers. This year's O Positive Festival in Kingston takes place this Friday through Sunday, October 5th through the 7th. We are joined by O Positive Executive Director Joe Conkra, O Positive Kingston Festival Director Sarah Van Buren, and Nurse Shannon Light. Hello, all of you.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
I am very excited to have you all here. It's very nice, and not just because you brought me a beer. Okay. Good morning and welcome. This is always exciting. So, Joe, let us start with this is, it's hard to believe that you've been, this is your eighth year?
Ninth year. Yeah, it is hard to believe. It's hard to believe that we're so needed.
So, talk a little bit about that need. And how it's grown over that time.
Right. So, you know, when we started in 2010, we thought as a bunch of artists and doctors and musicians to get together and come up with a different solution to getting access to care and what that meant for a community. And we've grown since then. But somehow we've become even more needed because of the confusion around healthcare, because sometimes health insurance doesn't mean that that's what keeps you well, and also the response to the communities where we operate, which is seeing people come to us and say, it's great that we saw the music, it's great that we have the art, and it's wonderful that we're valuing each other. What else can we do for our community? So we just keep growing because people want to jump into the idea of how can we exchange art for medicine?
So as far as need, where is it now and compared to when you started in 2010?
Well, maybe Shannon can jump in a little bit around that with me on.
I mean, I'd say it's about the same, really. Okay. The Affordable Care Act did help. Of course, we're always happy every time that we do connect our artists with either Medicaid or other affordable health insurance, but it's still a challenge. It really is. Paying out of pocket for a freelancer to get service, to get health insurance is still really a challenge. So we're still needed.
So let me ask you the hardest question I've probably ever asked a guest, but why does it have to be so expensive?
That is really hard. Well, the system, right? The system that exists right now, it's just part of its nature, I suppose. In my world, in my dreamy world, it wouldn't cost anybody anything to get care, and it would be accessible to all. But it's just not how it is.
So we are left with what we are left with, and with that, we have the O Positive Festival. So give us a sense of how ultimately, I think a lot of people know, but let's talk about how this works as far as the care side.
Sure. Well, I have about 100 volunteer practitioners who donate their time to this exchange of art and music and wellness. So really, I'm just bowled over looking at the list. 20 nurses and 20 physicians and 20 acupuncturists, mental health providers, alternative care, complementary care, like
that seems like a lot of acupuncturists. Do you need that
it's
many acupuncturists?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
It's quite popular.
It's awesome. There's nothing against acupuncture. It just seems like a lot of acupuncturists.
Yeah, it's quite popular. And then, I mean, they specialize in oriental medicine. Most of them have their master's in oriental medicine.
Sure.
So it's just an interesting way of looking at people, bodies, disease process. It's just a whole other way of looking at it. But 100 providers. I asked them each to show up and give us 4 hours in the clinic space. And in exchange, they get a wristband for the festival. We feed them in our green room. We exist in this place that I call a mutual admiration society, because it's really all of us coming together and saying, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. It's making my life better.
So, Sarah Van Buren, tell us a little bit about the festival part of this.
So, 9 years in, I think we have more programs going on than we've ever had before. And our headliners on Saturday night and for the whole festival, we have the Comedy Resistance bringing Janine Garofalo. So,
Wow. Yeah. I really love her.
We love who doesn't love her? But she's also, I think, a really great choice for the moment the festival is going on, you know, the timeliness of her subject matter and sort of what she represents going back, you know, 20 years. There's a lot of conversations that we continue to have as a nation that she's going to probably bring up during her.
Besides being a wonderful comedian, she was a very good radio host. She was on Air America with Al Franken when they originally started. She was very, very good. So, yes, she has, I'm sure, has a lot to say about our current situation.
We're very excited.
We are excited. And then beyond that, also on Saturday, Evan Dando of the Lemonheads, one of Janine's contemporaries who's been in the music world for quite a while. He'll be performing at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, which is a really beautiful space to hear music. So we're excited about that. And then on the art side, we have 7 murals going up right now.
Now, talk about the, we talk about the murals every year, but remind folks about how the murals work, because this is fascinating.
So, I mean, as you may know, Kingston has a lot of historic buildings that have raw brick or brick of some kind, and this started 9 years ago. Now we have 29 murals, so by the end of the festival, we'll have 36 murals all over Kingston, and they've been painted by some local artists, some artists coming from elsewhere, and the subject matter ranges from, you know, some of this, actually, I'm just going to tell you about the one that's most important this year. To me, there's a returning muralist, Tani, led by Tani Ikeda, but Jess X. Snow and Lakwa Nuna Yawar, they're doing a survivor love letter project. So it's about survivors of sexual violence. And they're doing a portrait of Tani, who is a survivor herself, sort of posed as the every person survivor being revitalized by nature. And it's going up on the Family of Woodstock Darmstadt shelter wall, which is in Midtown Kingston. And I think already, as they've been working on it, there's been a lot of conversations with folks in the community and in the area just about the subject matter. And again, super timely. During the weekend, they're going to have a workshop on Sunday, which is open to the public, which is around surviving sexual violence. So that's from 10 to 12, I think. Yeah, 10 to 12 on Sunday.
So, Joe, this all has to have exceeded your expectations, and from my understanding, by the way, this beer is amazing. What is
it? Oh, good.
What do I have to thank?
I'm so glad. Keegan Ailes made it, one of our local Kingston, and they made it for the International House of Pancakes. It's called IHOPs.
IHOPs. It is so good. And we want to thank
Tommy Keegan, I guess.
Tom, I guess. Thank you very much. Is that who you asked for?
This morning, I was like, do you have any left? Yeah, and he said, I have 7 bottles, so you have one of the last 7 bottles.
That is awesome. We're down to 6 almost. this is growing. Tell us a little bit about the growth.
The growth has been over the years. I mean, I think we have murals across the country now because we've operated in California and Chicago, and Poughkeepsie is our most recent addition. And it's because people in other communities come and they see what we're doing and they realize that because we take off our labels and we value each other for what we bring, not for what we are, it just changes the community. It builds those bonds. When you're in the clinic at O Positive and you realize that the nurse or the doctor you're seeing is a human being, not just somebody who you have 8 minutes with or 12 minutes with, you form that bond, and then that bond stays in your community. And then the interesting thing, at night, that nurse and doctor are out seeing your band perform or watching your mural go up, and it just creates a cohesion in a neighborhood that I don't think when we started, Shannon, that we thought that it would be as powerful as it is in terms of just the human connection. The thing, Joe, that like our parents and grandparents did, right, where they just got to know their neighbor, and somehow we've gotten away from that as a culture and a country. So if we can do it on a very extremely local level, we can really build. And I am actually really excited to tell you about our next location.
Okay, so where's the next location?
Drum roll. It's not really like the Olympics, but we've been working with the folks, the neighbors and friends in North Adams, Massachusetts.
Oh, what a great place.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's been a really wonderful confluence of residents and young artists and musicians who've come to us, along with Berkshire Health and Mass MoCA, who've said, you know, we love what you're doing in Kingston. Can we try to get our community to connect even deeper around
this
healthcare?
This is such a Mass MoCA thing.
Right. Well, it's also such a North Adams thing.
Absolutely.
In that the way we operate, the way we've done this is we've gone in and really gone deep into the community and talked to everybody and said, okay, how can we all connect here? Right. Like, how can it not just be the community, not just be the museum, not just be the healthcare network, but how can we all get together and take the things that we've learned from over 9 years in Kingston and have you run it and put your spin on it? So it's been really wonderful. And actually, Dr. Mark Pettis, we met with him at Berkshire Health, and I know he's been on Medical Monday with Alan, and he's already got 20 or 30 doctors lined up for us, and that's going to be May 10th and 11th of 2019.
So that'll be next year. And how much of a part? I mean, do you let them do their thing, or are you actively involved in all of that?
We are actively involved in that they come and train with us. So over the winter, we'll be training with them and teaching them how to do it, and then we'll be there to support them. But their programming and their stuff on the ground and their providers, it's all local.
All right. So I'm going to go around the table real quick. We have about a minute left. So what people can expect from the O Positive Festival in Kingston taking place this Sunday, October 5th through the 7th, the best way to take part?
Oh, just come. You'll have a great time. There's so much.
Yeah, there's something for everybody because we have wellness classes, we have cycling activities, we have stuff for kids and families, you know, interactive workshops, art workshops, all over the place.
And your wristband gets you into everything, and everybody has the same wristband. So grab one online at opositivefestival.org or show up and get one and come enjoy the party.
And just find out about the work they do across the country and see all where you have grown is really something. The website's beautiful as well. It's O Positive Festival. It's opositivefestival.org. opositivefestival.org. This year's O Positive Festival in Kingston, New York takes place this Friday through Sunday, October 5th through 7th, and then you can make your plans for the very cool first-time event in North Adams,
yes.
Which will be happening in May of next year. All those links posted at wamc.org/roundtable, or again, opositivefestival.org. Joe, Sarah, and Shannon, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.